T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 910. The game going to be a busy Thursday in Cobb County. Baseball and, as it turns out, soccer tonight, because Atlanta United had to shift its game from Charleston to Fifth Third Bank in Kennesaw. But again, we have to tell you, nobody's going to see that game in person and nobody's going to hear that game on the radio, all right? ESPN has the rights. We don't. I know we keep getting it on the Solomon Brothers. Do not have broadcast rights. All the broadcast rights belong to ESPN Plus, and so we can't broadcast the game. So it's the only way to see it, and it's going to be because there are no fans allowed at the game. And that's because they had to shift the game, just not enough time to get the security personnel.
Security.
You know, the
concessions. You don't want nobody up in there acting a donkey.
Right.
Yeah, and all those
everything
people.
Else.
All those, yeah, the side people.
You know,
the ones that really make it work.
Right. And so they just didn't have time to do it. So they're going to play in front of nobody tonight as Atlanta United plays in the fourth round of the U.S. Open against Charleston. The other big news, obviously, of course, is the Atlanta Braves going for win number 7 in a row. They are on fire and sole possession of first place as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. 12-10 today, just over 3 hours from now. Julio Teheran against Joe Musgrove. And remember, Musgrove's a guy that hit Josh Donaldson and threw at him and hit him and then created all that fuss. And Donaldson got suspended. Musgrove didn't, but go figure. So he's back at pitching again. For this, after he was kicked out of the game, but not he wasn't.
Yeah. And my man Roddy Rod chimed in on the Twitter, and he said, "Listen, his jersey got clipped. Take your base. It wasn't that big of a deal. You're making it more than what it was. I'm with Clint Hurt on this one. How do you kick someone out for clipping a jersey? You know, basically say sorry.
Well,
you know,
they throw. Wait a second.
He said he punked out.
Hey, hang on.
And he said he's a Braves fan.
They ejected Kevin Gausman for throwing behind somebody. Didn't even hit him.
I mean, yeah." Yeah, it's a little it's a little lopsided as far as the punishment that MLB, Major League Baseball, deals out. I mean, it just seems a little lopsided, but I get his point. But just to be up there chirping, come on, man. You shouldn't get kicked out for chirping. I mean, if I'm going to get kicked out, I'm going to push my chips all the way into the table. I would at least charge the mound.
Mm-hmm.
At least if I'm going to go, I'm going to go out like a G. I'm going to charge the mound. I might not throw any punches, but I'm going to make it look good. It didn't even really get heated until everybody started grabbing everybody. Like until your teammates grab you, that's when it really got heated. So, it wasn't that egregious, I don't think. But, hey, today is the day that he normally gets off after night game. So just go ahead and take your day. Take your day off and chill out and, take your suspension and move on because you got bigger fish to fry.
Braves, of course, going into this on fire right now, having to come off the deck. Another blown save opportunity, or blown hold, actually, by Luke Jackson last night, gave the Pirates a 7-6 lead. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Austin Riley did something that Dale Murphy hasn't done, that Hank Aaron never did, that Eddie Matthews never did, that Andrew Jones never did, Chipper Jones never did. Austin Riley did this.
3-1. Fly ball, well hit center. Drifting back, Marte at the track, at the wall, is gone! Riley ties it! He gets Crick again! Straight away center, a moonshot.
Yeah, it was his 10th home run in just 26 games. He becomes the first Brave to do that since Wally Burger of the Boston Braves.
Wally. I don't know, do my ears deceive me, or does it sound like Chip Carey dropped his mic on that one? Or somebody dropped their mic. There's a whole lot of mic fumbling going on after that play. A whole lot of excitement.
Right.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. I mean, to tie the game and send it to extra innings, and then he scores a game-winning run on Ozzy Albies' double into the gap. And Ozzy Albies has been the MVP of this series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's a 2 home run game, game-winning double into the gap yesterday in extra innings. I mean, suddenly you see Acuna getting hot, you see Freddie getting hot, Austin Riley's back on the ball, he had a triple off the top of the wall, almost had 2 home runs yesterday, had another line drive shot into left field, Ozzy's hot. I mean, this team is swinging the bat. Right now they are tearing the cover off the ball. We said, Hugh, at one time, when we were having these, we were going, Brian McCann's hitting. Remember I was saying about a month ago, I said, wait till all these guys start hitting at the same time. Because Austin Riley was hitting, but Acuna wasn't. You know, and then Acuna was hitting and Austin Riley wasn't. But once if we get all these guys hitting at the same time, good heavens.
You know what, John? You probably did say that, but I don't remember it because I remember a lot of whining about a lot of other stuff that they weren't doing. But I will give you credit. Because you probably did. I give you credit. You probably did. But I remember a whole lot of whining about somebody not doing this and Ozzie Albies' bat need to wake up and they need to play small ball a little bit more. Uh-huh. I remember a little bit of that, but I'm going to give you credit.
How about whining about the bullpen?
Definitely whining about the bullpen.
And you weren't whining about the bullpen?
They're going on this emotional roller coaster ride.
No, if they don't win that game last night.
I wouldn't call it whining.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there were some concerns, but, you know, I would say between the two of us, you were probably on the emotional roller coaster ride a little bit more.
Well, yeah, that's who I am.
And I mean, yeah. I mean, but listen, I understand that as a Braves fan, and I understand that as a fan of baseball as a whole, that this is where we are with this. This is how fans watch baseball. This is a day-to-day scenario, especially with, you know, this team and the heart palpitation that they tend to give us from time to time. But, hey, yeah. Last night, for them to go into this series against the Phillies, the way that they're going into it, you're thinking talking about Austin Riley. Austin Riley could potentially be the X factor. And the reason why I say that, John, is that he wasn't there the first time. He wasn't there the first time that you lined up with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was in this little bit of a mini slump, and now he's coming out of it. If I'm a player, if I'm Austin Riley, I'm looking at this. If I'm having some defining moments in my career as a player, I'm looking at this like I could really make a name for myself. Not on just on an individual basis. I can really make a name for myself if I go out here and I have a monster game against the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think about that lineup, they haven't seen him. Now, they've probably heard stories, and I know they're breaking down film and everything, but they haven't seen him. They haven't seen this guy yet. So he could potentially be the X factor in this.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this Phillies series. And what you're hoping is if they can beat the Braves will be in first place going into tomorrow regardless of whether they win the game today or not, because they're a game ahead of Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is traveling today to come down for the game, so they're not playing. The Braves, win or lose, they're going to be. But, boy, wouldn't it be nice to sweep the Pirates, win your seventh in a row, and then have a game and a half in hand. And if you could take two out of three from the Phillies, you know, suddenly, wouldn't it be nice to be able to, not only now that you have sole possession of first place, but start to maybe put some distance between yourself and the rest of the division never relinquish it.
Build some confidence. That'd be a huge confidence builder.
But again, I'm going to go back to, if not for Riley's home run last night, they don't get into extra innings because it would have been another blown, in this case, a blown hold by Luke Jackson. And it still points out the fact that we still have that gaping hole.
We don't have that guy.
That we don't have that closer.
We don't have that guy. But on the flip side of that, John, your bullpen probably was a little bit more taxed. No excuses, but I'm just saying they've played a little bit more. Hopefully when Dallas Keuchel comes up, when that's the case, you know, he can give us some long relief. And I know that's only one day, but hopefully that's something that is contagious and rubs off on everybody else. Just eat up some innings, man. Just eat up some innings and take some pressure off of that bullpen.
And Keuchel will be up with the big club a week from tomorrow. So he'll pitch in with the Mississippi Braves in Jackson on Saturday night. And Sean Newcomb gets that spot start. You already know that. We've been talking about it for this team here as they get ready for the Phillies to come in. One of the other things you got to keep in mind is that in that first three-game set with the Phillies this year, not only was there no Austin Riley, but because of injuries and everything else, you were pitching, the rotation. There was no Mike Fulton-Evich. There was no Mike Soroka. You were pitching Julio Teheran, who pitches today, Bryce Wilson and Kyle Wright. I mean, that was your starting three. And Wilson and Wright, you know, they're nowhere near sniffing the starting rotation anymore. So,
hold up, John Freaky. Do you know what I just found out?
Mm-hmm.
That today is Mike Conte's birthday.
Is it really?
Yes. Mike Conte's birthday is today. So before I'm pretty sure he's gotten a lot of birthday wishes, but happy birthday, Mike Conte. I don't know if he's out in the bullpen listening or on his way to work, but today is Mike Conte's birthday. So happy birthday, Mike Conte, the man of many hats. You're a good dude, man. He's a good dude.
He is really good dude. And he's a great play-by-play guy. I just wish we could listen to him tonight. That's my little complaint about ESPN.
Somebody blew that one. Yeah. Somebody blew that one.
We're talking about some of the headlines this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we get ready for a big, big day in sports here. Braves, United, The final day of the Falcons minicamp is today. It is game six of the NBA Finals, and it is the start of the U.S. Open golf tournament. I mean, all wrapped into one day today. I do want to give, if I could take just a second, I want to shout out a couple of people at Tidwell Ford just for a moment. Joe Wilson and Laroz Dale, those guys helped me out. They helped my daughter had an issue yesterday. Could
what
have
happened?
Been with her car, and it could have been a disaster. The door wouldn't latch. It was flying open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, driving down the, imagine this. The latch breaks on the door. You're driving down
passenger
the highway.
Passenger driver.
Passenger.
Okay.
So she can't reach it.
Okay.
The door is flopping open. Bam, bam, bam,
yeah, that's
bam,
pretty
bam.
Scary.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. And so she gets in there, Tidwell, and they did some emergency surgery. So to Joe and Laroz, thanks very much. I know they said to say hi to you. They're big fans of the show.
Tell them I said thank you.
And so they helped me out greatly, and I said, dude,
well,
I
guess if they're listening, I just said thank you. Thank you for listening to the show.
Can they help out Bo? Not anymore, because I think Bo's going to give up that card. Poor Bo Johnson. Bo Johnson's car like exploded on him last night. We get these texts, you know. There's Bo Johnson going. He's like, I'm calling cars for kids. I'm just dumping this thing. He was hot.
Yeah, I mean that's the worst feeling in the world when your car breaks down and you're not at home or you're somewhere where you have to try to get home at night.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't have AAA or a really, really good friend, then you're in a bad spot.
Right.
You're in a really tough spot. But hopefully he got that worked out today. I know he was stressed out about it last night. So hopefully that's the case, and he'll be back up and running later on today.
On our Twitter this morning, at 929 The Game, we've been asking you to give us a new nickname for the new name of the Braves ballpark, because you may have seen, or maybe you didn't, that it's not going to be SunTrust Park anymore. Because SunTrust Bank is merging with, it was bought by BB&T, Bankers Bank and Trust. And so they merged these banks, and they're going to call the new bank, the name of the new bank, SunTrust and BB&T, is going to be called Truist Bank.
Truist Bank Stadium.
T-R-U-I-S-T, Truist Bank. Okay, so Truist Bank is going to call it Truist Bank Stadium. So we asked, you know, we had the launching pad for Fulton County, and we had, the TED for Turner Field. What kind of nickname could we have for, because AJC in their story says, maybe we'll call it the True going forward. And I went, okay.
No, that was not my choice. I just said call it TBS.
At King Brody, so we're asking you for nicknames on our Twitter, at 929 The Game. At King Brody says, just call it the bank. LEG said, the TP. Get it? And then Isaiah said, the TP as in, the Indian TP. I get that. Janie Atlanta said, name change field. Yeah, right. Name change field. Dave Law said financial flexibility field. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Right, exactly. But most of them are saying, why can't we just name it Hugh Hank Aaron Field?
No, I saw a lot of those because Hank Aaron did not pay to have his name put on the side of the building. That costs a lot of money. No disrespect to Hank and his legacy. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying that those naming rights for these stadiums, they shell out a lot of money. A lot of money to have their name on the side of that building, and Hank Aaron is a huge part of Braves history. But when it comes to that money, that check that you're gonna get written for having somebody's name on your building, man, that's nothing compared.
But
to
I was thinking this: what if we could convince the folks at Truist to do this?
Convince the folks at Truist to do what?
Instead of naming the stadium, the battery. We changed the name of the battery and put Truist's name on that, okay?
It's funny, John. You can't even get those folks at Truist to go out and get you some relief pitching. So what you talking about? You think they're gonna name a battery after somebody or do something?
No. I'm just thinking, if we could convince them, the whole area, the battery.
Did you just hear what I just said? You can't even convince them to go out and get you some pitching.
Well, but
what you talking about? What you talking about?
No, I'm just saying instead of naming the ballpark, name the battery, okay?
Not going to happen.
Because then we could be Hank Aaron Field at Truist Park or something.
Am I busting your bubble by saying this? I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm not trying. You're looking at me like, damn it, Hugh Douglas. I'm just being honest. It's too much money involved to be doing all that. I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't. I'm not trying to be a bubble buster.
But I like the idea of getting rid of the name The Battery and calling it like Truist Park. The whole thing is Truist Park. The whole area,
nobody's
where all the restaurants and everything.
Call it
and then it'd be Hank Aaron Field at Truist Park, and then we could call it the Hammer,
Yeah, you're reaching now, John.
Oh, I don't know. I like Hank Aaron Field.
You're reaching a little bit.
NBA Finals get set for Game 6. Where do we stand? Will Toronto celebrate a championship tonight after St. Louis celebrated one last night. Do we have another new champion about to have a parade? That's next with John and Hugh. On the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com after a CBS Sports Minute and Boomer Esiason.
Hit shot, score!
United are back in action.
As they kick off Season 3.
Catch every game here all season long.
Our MLS Cup champion Atlanta United play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour of the show brought to you by Renter's Warehouse. Boy, your viewing pleasure if you have the ESPN app that will include this. Here's how the day is going to shake out, Hugh. 12:10, the Braves and Pirates will play game four with Julio Teheran against that Musgrove guy, Musgrove. And that'll be at 12:10. U.S. Open coverage starts on TV at 12:30. Now, everybody kind of pointing to 5 o'clock tonight, 5:09 to be exact, when Tiger goes on the prowl and tees off at 5:09 tonight.
I don't know why, but when you say that about Tiger, that just sounds so wrong when Tiger goes on the prowl. That just, you know, sounds really weird.
Tiger with Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose at 5 o'clock. So primetime golf, 5 to 9. They'll be a number one at 5 o'clock tonight. Pretty cool. Atlanta United plays at 7 tonight at the empty, no fans allowed, Fifth Third Bank Stadium.
None. For good reason, though. I mean, it's tough, but it's a good reason. Short notice, not enough security to protect everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be more of a security hazard more than anything. So, yeah, it's the right thing to do.
And so you can only get that game. And, again, we're telling fans here, we tried to do radio, but the exclusive rights to this U.S. Open Cup event belong to ESPN, and they're putting it on their app, ESPN Plus. So if you don't have the ESPN app, I do. It's on ESPN Plus tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's the only way to see or hear the game because you can't watch it in person. We can't put it on the radio. We would if we could. We tried.
But I wonder if there's going to be, like, a small group of folks that try to sneak out there and watch the game.
Oh, I'm sure there are, but guess what you're going to be met with? Cobb County Police.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could probably watch it from a distance. Like, you could probably,
You know, there's a place you could stand.
You could probably watch it with binoculars somewhere.
Yes, there's places to be able to, you know what? I mean, they'll probably move you along because you'd be loitering. But when you go around the curb past the Taco Bell there, there might be a play. You have to look over the scoreboard. I don't know if you can look into the stadium on the field. I don't know. I mean,
or
maybe.
If you're being real creative, you can just, like, you know, go, like, right now and just stake the place out.
Well, there's, like, a U Club across the street. I wonder if at the top of the U Club if they can look into the stadium.
I'm pretty sure it's somewhere where you can go
and
see.
And if that's the case, there are going to be some people at U Club like, hey, you got to come over to my
probably
place and look into the stadium.
More than likely. More than likely. I mean, you got to do what you got to do in a situation. Like, if you really want to watch them, I'm pretty sure that there's going to be some people motivated.
Renting out their room
something
for the night at U Club.
Yeah, doing something. Trying to make it happen.
I had thought about that, but I don't know that they can see in the stadium or not. I've never been up there. Yeah, somebody try and be creative. That's probably true. So that's at 7 o'clock tonight. And then at 9 o'clock tonight, the NBA Finals, game number 6. Now, just a couple of news notes about leading into game 6. Kevin Durant did fight in New York. He did have surgery on his ruptured Achilles. And now we see what Kevin Durant's going to have a player option next year with the Golden State Warriors at $31.5 million. Or he can enter free agency if he thinks somebody's going to offer him a max deal. And he's going to have assurances that he's you know, I mean, that's going to be interesting to see what happens with him going forward.
Why is that, John? He's going to get paid by Golden State, and then he's going to go into free agency and still be one of the hottest free agents out.
Yeah, so
I don't see this in
any way,
shape, or form.
No, I guess my question is, would you, if you were the Knicks or the Nets, offer him right now?
I guess it all depends on whether he exercises his option with the Golden State Warriors. You know, because like if he exercises his options, I'm pretty sure that they're gonna have to do his rehab. They're gonna have to take care of him. So everything that he has to deal with, it's gonna have to come through the team. So that's not an issue. And they're gonna have to pay him because he got hurt. It was like he got hurt on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So they gotta pay him.
Right.
So just do that. Like take that option year and sit back and relax. Or you could go somewhere else. And they have to do your rehab. They take all your medical records or whatever, and you do a rehab with them and be there. But, no, I don't see anybody not willing to take a flyer on KD. I don't see that. Like, he'll be okay. Like, I noticed the Achilles injuries back in the day. You know, you're talking about football and other sports. No, KD's fine. He'll be fine. And somebody will pay him max money.
All right. And again, this is going to be an offseason thing to keep your eye on. As to game six tonight, it's going to be up to the Splash Brothers. It's like old school Golden State, you know, pre-KD Golden State, and Kawhi and the Raptors in Roracle Arena at 9 o'clock tonight. Hugh, do you get a sense that Toronto must win this game tonight?
After the debacle that you had with 3 minutes left on the clock and you called a timeout and allow Golden State to come back in the game, I would say yes, because if you don't, then there are going to be start being rumblings of you blew it. You lost. You missed your best opportunity to win the other night and close the game out. If you let it go to seven, then you're putting more pressure on yourself. You're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to get it done. And you need to get it done tonight. KD came in. He gave them the spark that they needed. They got another game. You need to put this thing to bed tonight.
Might kind of mirror a little bit what the Blues just went through. The Blues had a chance to close out the Bruins and win the cup at home, and they blew that chance. And then they went on the road and won the Stanley Cup and last night by beating the Boston Bruins. Maybe the Raptors did, because the road teams have won four of the five games in this series so far. Maybe the Raptors blew their chance to win it at home, and now they go on the road and can win it tonight against Golden State and capture the NBA championship. So, and again, I don't really have a dog in the hunt here, and so I'm not a Golden State fan. I'm not a Toronto fan. I think it would be kind of cool if Toronto won it just to –
You better get it done.
Have it be, you know.
Toronto better get it done tonight. If you don't, man, then that bungholitis thing is real. Like, to be in a situation where you're in a game seven and you could have put it away a couple nights ago, yeah, you're definitely playing tight then. Now you're playing not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to game seven, you're playing
not
to lose.
Well, that's exactly what happened to them in the last game. In the last 3 minutes, they played not to lose. Well, they went to prevent defense.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I give you that. They did. And they didn't shoot well. Prior to that, you know, leading up to that, they weren't really shooting well.
You still
had opportunity.
You can't go prevent defense against the Golden State Warriors when they have those two guys out there.
And they're scratching and clawing and fighting. And then, you know, they got that rally cry when KD goes down. Mm-hmm. Now they're really trying to, you know, rally the troops. Yeah, you need to close it out tonight. Because they're going to be playing off a lot of emotion. Last game potentially being in the Roracle. Yeah, they're going to be playing off a lot of emotion.
Yeah, and see, the thing about it is this is what, you know, this is how Steph changes everything. Steph Curry doesn't shoot three-pointers. Steph Curry shoots three-pointers.
Yeah,
he drives you out so far away from the basket that, you know, it opens up the whole floor. It just changes everything because you gotta account for the fact that he might take a 35-footer 10 times in a game.
And make it
most times.
Like, he's the guy that when he's on the floor, John, wherever he's trying to shoot from, you have to defend him because he's probably going to make it.
He could be standing at half court.
You got to defend him. Because he's probably going to make that shot.
You know, he's like Metal Ark Lemon back in the day. For those who don't know, Metal Ark Lemon was the star of the Harlem Globetrotters. He could hit half-court hook shots and make every single one of them. It was amazing. It was the most amazing thing you ever seen in basketball. But, almost never miss. So you would have, you got to defend him. And this will be interesting tonight because if Steph Curry and Klay Thompson come out, you know, and they're firing on all cylinders.
I think Toronto closes it out tonight, though. I do. I think they get it done. Tonight is it.
Who's going to have to be big? Siakam? I mean, forget about Kawhi for a second. Who's going to have to be big for them? Siakam? Or is it going to have to be somebody like Gasol? Or is it going to have to be Van Fleet playing defense against Steph? Who's got to have the big game tonight for them to win?
All of the above. I think it's going to be all of the above. And, you know, because they're not going to let Kawhi beat you. I can't see them allowing Kawhi to have – a monster game tonight. I think that's going to be the focal point because that's kind of how it was at the end of the last game. You know, they weren't going to let Kawhi shoot. So I think it's probably going to be a little bit more of that. Take it out of Kawhi's hand, let those other guys around you be. Siakam has had quietly a really, really good series.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been quiet. He kind of came on the scene and everybody thought he was going to kind of fade away. You know, his athleticism has really come to the forefront. Now, John Freaky, I think all of those guys are going to have to step up and play. And what's his name? Lowry. Lowry's going to have a monster game. He's going to definitely
have a monster
game. Yeah, I know.
And everybody kind of, you know, they're doing memes about his, you know, final shot.
No, he didn't even touch the back of the rim. He didn't hit the rim. Why are you shooting that? Why? But I understand why. Because everybody was all over Kawhi, but
I almost wanted to defend Kyle Lowry. I mean, everybody's saying, oh, you're just, you know, I mean, but look, he's the guy that went through this with this team. You know, he is a great player in his own right. He's been through this whole battle building this franchise up. I know that DeRozan's been in his feelings about not being there, but Lowry did this. And by the way, they should never have been in that position anyway where somebody had to take a shot. You know, I mean, should have won the game by 4 or 5 points. It shouldn't have been a case where you had to make something at the buzzer to win. The only thing is, you were only down a point. You didn't need necessarily to take a three. That's the thing. Andy Bunker and Randy Mack, which he likes to refer to as
Andy Randy,
are out in the bullpen, and they're getting ready for their show at top of the hour. They're also going to be broadcasting on Saturday from noon to 3 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
So oh, that's going to be fun for them.
Yep. If you're in the Kennesaw area, why can't we be there 9 to 9?
You know what, John?
I know it's not
I
open.
I just do what I'm told. I don't work, you know, just do what I'm told.
Hang out with the Midday Show for lunch and enjoy delicious man food. Noon to 3 Saturday with Andy and Randy. That's at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw right there off Barrett Parkway in Kennesaw, noon to 3 on Saturday. All right, when we get back, what are we looking ahead for in terms of today for the Braves, United, and the Open? Those other big events that are taking place on a jam-packed, filled day of Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Back to John and Hugh.
Yes!
Awesome!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for the Kia Studios, John and Hugh. Busy day ahead. Going to be a lot of fun over the weekend. A lot going on in Atlanta and in the sports world, which keeps our mind off everything else that's going on in the world at the moment, which is a good thing, right? Because I just a quick shout out to my daughter. Go to the racetrack and fill up, honey, okay? Because oil prices, the gas prices could go.
And not only that, man, I mean, speaking of that, like, make sure, ladies, like, if you can, have your significant other fill up the gas for you, like a coworker, one of those guys that you know likes you very much, and have him fill the gas up for you. You know, don't do it at night.
Doesn't it? Well, the lady.
Well, no,
did
man,
you see the video of the one lady who got her purse snatched and she's chasing
video of the lady who jumped in her car because the car thieves were about to steal it at the gas station. Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, ladies, you know, just be careful with that. And if you would like, if you're very attractive, I'll come pump your gas for you. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
No, I was kidding.
You know what?
It was a joke. It was a joke. No, I'm not about to be running around town pumping gas. Can't do that. It's hot. It's hot in Atlanta to be running around pumping gas for every attractive woman that's out there in the city. No, it's a whole lot of running
around.
Depends
on how attractive she is, Hugh.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not about to do that. But there's a couple places in town that I think at the Kroger, like the gas station they have the Krogers,
mm-hmm.
I think they pump your gas for you. And I think they do it.
There's full service in town.
I think they do it at Costco. If you have a Costco card,
really?
They will pump your gas for you.
I don't have a Costco card.
Well,
I did not know full service still existed.
In certain places.
Wow.
And you just told me something
I didn't know.
Yeah, I suggest that women do that. I mean, if you can go to a Kroger that has a full service,
uh-huh.
or a Costco, because it's ridiculous. Some of the stuff, especially in the summertime. It's ridiculous.
I grew up working at gas stations. So that was my first jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pumping gas for people and checking your oil and doing all that kind of stuff, right? And one of them was in Pine Lake. It's a Texaco now. It was a Chevron there at the top of the Rockbridge Road, top of the hill. That was the first one I worked at. I worked at another one off Glenwood that's still a Chevron. And I also worked on Memorial Drive at a station that's gone that was called Crown. Okay, mm-hmm. C-R-O-W-N, Crown Gas.
Crown, yeah.
All right, so Crown Gas had this thing, Hugh, where everything was full serve. Everything. There was no self-serve at Crown. And that was their thing to get you to come into the station. Well, the problem with the business model is you got to spend so much. But you had to have 7 employees or 8 employees.
Yeah, well, that's how they do it in Jersey. In Jersey, you're not pumping your own gas.
Yeah, that's because of union.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're all unionized.
Didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah, if you go to, like, the Sinclair,
mm-hmm.
you know, up there. And, because that's I learned that. And I was like, why can't I pump my own gas? Yeah,
I did not know that.
No, it's union law.
It's a little weird.
And you ever notice when oil prices rise, they always jump 10 cents, 10 cents, 10 cents. But if the price of oil falls, right, the price per barrel falls for some reason,
mm-hmm.
it goes down a penny. They wait a week, another penny.
Ridiculous.
Because today there's some news. Two oil tankers have been attacked by, they say, torpedoes in the Gulf of Oman. This is all this tension that's going on over the Middle East. They're both mm-hmm. on fire. And all the news, CNN saying oil prices are surging. So I'm like, go get gas now. Because they'll use any here's the gambit they run. Because I worked in gas stations. They have tanks, right? Okay, so you have a tank in the ground let's say you got filled up yesterday,
okay,
and you filled up all your tanks, and your tanks are full, and you have 60,000 gallons in all these tanks, right? Or 20,000 gallons in all these tanks, and you have three tanks, you have 60,000. Whatever you paid for that was based on the oil prices in the past, not what the oil prices are going
to
be a week
from
now.
So they're trying to get some of that, recoup some of their money.
Well, no, what they're trying to do is gouge you a little bit.
Yeah, recoup some of their money.
I mean, because they could sell it at $249 right now and make money. But since this has happened in the Middle East, what they'll do, suddenly it'll be $2.99, and they're going, we just paid, you know, so much for this gas. Now we're going to charge an extra 50 cents a gallon for this gas because of what happened over in the oil. Because, you
Who really pays attention to gas prices, though? I mean, outside of you, John Fricky.
I pay attention to them a lot.
Kind of gas are you running, though?
Just regular unleaded.
Okay, so that's probably why. I mean, when you're running a higher octane, you can't really, you know, higher octane is like, you know,
what's my gas bill? I mean, I fill up, I probably buy 15, 16 gallons a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's that put me at? About, you know, $50 a week. So $200 a month. So if
that's a necessity that I cannot get around that. You know how I get around that? Unless I'm traveling. I would put at least $30 in my gas tank, and to that $30 get me to my next $30 fill up. That's it, or 40. It just all depends on how I'm feeling that week. But that's just how I look at it. That's one of those things, man. That's just a necessary evil, especially if you're running a car that has.
I get it.
And then it's like for me, because my car runs a higher octane gas. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I understand that concept. You can't think about it. You can't get mad at it.
It's just one of those.
You get a break or a tax cut or something when it goes down. It's like, oh, thank gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I'm not about to be riding around town fishing for the best gas price.
Well,
that's too much.
I go to the Kroger because I get 3 cents off a gallon because I got the Kroger card. And, you know, but I always try and find, you know, if there's a gas station, let me ask you this. If there's a gas station down on the corner and one gas station selling for $2.59 and the other gas station selling it for $2.56, which one will you go to?
The one that's closest to me.
Yeah, I always go to the $2.56.
Because in theory, though, John, when you go to that $2.56, you're still burning the gas to get to that $2.56.
I know. It's just a concept.
I'm going
here.
To the gas station that's closest
I'm saving
to me.
I'm saving a quarter. I get it. But still, it's just a concept of. You know, I don't know why. It just is, all right? Plus, the thing with the Kroger card is that you get, you know, like right now I think I have $1 off a gallon because of all the money.
It's a whole lot of riding around,
you know.
Like to go to Kroger. You pass like 10 gas stations.
No, actually, Kroger's the first gas station I get.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's my first gas station.
I'm just like, man, I can't do that. I cannot do that. I can't do that. That's a lot of driving to get the best gas mileage. I can't do that.
Because there's a Shell down here in the corner downtown that sells gas for 50 or 60 cents above everybody else in town. Right now, this morning, I think the racetrack up by me was $2.49. This Shell was $3.19.
No, you know, it's funny. My man, A Simple Life, say he pays attention to gas prices, too. I get it. And listen, I respect it. Like, you can save money where you can. But gas, like, when you're going out your way to go to this gas station that has the cheapest gas, You're burning gas to get there, to get the gas that you're gonna burn going back home. So I just don't see it that way. I mean, but to each his own, because there are other things like that I will skimp on, like food.
Do you ever go to a website called Gas Buddy?
Yes, I've seen that. Yes,
GasBuddy.com. And you go to GasBuddy.com and you can search gas prices across the country. And it's kind of interesting because we used to use it at CNN a lot to find the highest and lowest.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest are always in like
the rural
Texas. Like, yeah. No, they're always in Texas.
Okay,
they're always around Houston because that's where the refineries are. And so, and plus Texas doesn't. I don't believe Texas has much of any gas tax. You know what I'm saying? It's why Tennessee gas is more expensive because they no income tax in the state. They always say no income tax in the state of Tennessee. They get their money. One of the ways they get their money is their gas tax is much higher than it is in Georgia. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. You know, Georgia has usually cheaper gas. So, I mean, that's why I always like to fill up in Georgia or Kentucky and avoid Tennessee when I'm getting gas.
That's a whole lot to do, just get a little bit of gas, though, man. I'm just saying.
Fill up at Dalton, and then when I'm going north, I don't fill up again until I get to, like, Evansville, you know? Morning Show with John and Hugh. Andy Bunker coming up with Randy Mack on a very loaded great day in Atlanta sports with the Braves kicking off. U.S. Open now underway at Pebble Beach. Tiger tees off with Rose and Spieth tonight at 5 o'clock in primetime golf. All ahead with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.